Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President-elect Joe Biden has called for a return to bipartisanship in his victory speech. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, he's seeking cooperation from Republicans who are likely to retain control of the Senate.
In his victory speech, the president-elect said the American people gave both parties a mandate to cooperate. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says there are some areas where Republicans could work across the aisle with the incoming Democratic administration. Speaking on CNN, Romney noted that Biden himself spent decades in the Senate.
Can we find common ground? Yeah. He's been there a long time himself. He knows what it takes to get things done in that chamber.
Romney said possible areas of cooperation include COVID relief, health care, and the environment. But he warned that Republicans would oppose progressive policy proposals, including Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. Joel Rose, NPR News.
And with the presidential race called for Biden, attention now turns to Georgia, where two Senate runoffs races could determine the control of that chamber. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from Atlanta.
It's unusual to have two Senate races in one state, but it happened this year after a Georgia senator resigned for health reasons. His appointed replacement, Republican Kelly Loeffler, did not achieve the 50% threshold needed in her special election to avoid a runoff. Neither did Republican Senator David Perdue, whose term was up this year. Maria Ulloa of Atlanta says she'll be working to turn both seats blue.
I was watching those numbers more than the presidential. So between now and January, we have a huge opportunity, and I think I would like to participate more actively on that.
Loeffler will face Democratic rival Raphael Warnock, and Perdue faces Democrat John Ossoff. The races could determine whether Republicans will maintain control of the Senate. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Atlanta.
Tropical storm Eta crossed over Cuba and is headed to South Florida and the Keys. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to become a hurricane before hitting the U.S. Nancy Klingener from member station WLRN reports the Florida Keys are getting ready for the storm that has maximum sustained winds of 65 miles an hour and is about 200 miles south of Florida.
The Florida Keys are under a hurricane and storm surge warning as Tropical Storm Eta approaches. Winds of 74 miles an hour or more and a storm surge of 2 to 4 feet are expected late tonight or early tomorrow morning. The Keys have declared a state of local emergency and told people who live on boats or in mobile homes to seek shelter in sturdy buildings. RVs and campers have been ordered to leave the island chain. A hurricane watch and tropical storm warning is in effect for mainland South Florida. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
And the storm hit Central America as a powerful Category 4, leaving scores of people dead and around 100 missing. This is NPR. Europe's anti-immigrant populists have been slow to acknowledge the loss of their ally, President Trump. Joanna Kakissis reports that some are recognizing Joe Biden's victory, while others are clinging to conspiracy theories promoted by Trump supporters.
Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban considers Trump a friend and banked on his re-election. He has accused the Democrats of pushing, quote, moral imperialism on other countries. But on Sunday, Orban finally congratulated Joe Biden. Orban told a news agency that Biden had run, quote, a successful campaign. The lukewarm tone mirrored that of another Trump ally in Europe, Polish President Andrzej Duda. One of Europe's only remaining holdouts is Janez Janša, the prime minister of Slovenia, the birthplace of Melania Trump. Janša has been retweeting lies about fake ballots and declaring that votes have not been legally tallied. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
Tributes are coming in for Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, who died this morning at the age of 80 from pancreatic cancer. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, musician John Legend, and contestant Ken Jennings, all sharing their memories of Trebek and his show. He was diagnosed in March of 2019 with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and underwent chemotherapy. The Canadian-born host continued hosting the popular show and urged people to get tested earlier. Alex Trebek died this morning at his home in Los Angeles. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.